Wait, is this a real haunted house or like a Halloween haunted house?
The pizza is the best. Right. No questions asked. Usher. Hi guys, I'm Usher. Like.
It's the Daebak Show.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Daebak Show. I'm your host Eric Nam, and today I have a wonderful human next to me joining us. On the show, you probably know him from a lot of things, and I'm just excited to catch up with a friend. Without further ado, please welcome the incredibly handsome, talented, tall person, Johnny of NCT. Hello.
Yes, hello. Hi, everybody. I am that handsome and tall Johnny. It's very nice to meet you. I'm finally glad to be here.
Dude, I'm so glad.
We talked about it for a while, but I'm finally here.
Here we are.
Yes.
In a new setup. This is not our usual setup. So I'm sad you don't get to see our usual setup. But
no,
that's,
it's fine. I love it.
It's all good. Well, I'm glad that we're finally able to do this. How have you been?
I've been very good. It's been slower. So we do have some time to ourselves. Or I do at least. And I've been just trying to take that time to be as productive on myself, I guess.
Okay. What does that look like? What are you working on, if you don't mind me asking?
I mean, we did start working on the 127 album.
Ooh.
We started really recently. So it's going to take a while, guys. But it's coming. And you know, it's just a lot of me time. A lot of working out, getting healthy, trying to… make my own kind of music, trying to figure it out, stuff like that.
Got it. Anything you're leaning… What's inspiring you musically these days?
Musically? You know, I've been really… I've been working on getting my DJ skills back.
Your DJ skills? I didn't know you DJed.
I mean, it was just a hobby.
Uh-huh.
But then I was like, why not bring it out to the world? And I've been just… trying to improve on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you… Okay. I have this like weird… like… not a fantasy. But every once in a while I'd be like… I want to be in a DJ group.
Really?
Yeah.
Like a DJ group?
Like the Chainsmokers. But not the Chainsmokers. You know what I mean? Like a DJ duo trio. And I get to wear a panda helmet. And I like… I'm faceless. I'm just dancing on stage. And I just sing.
And nobody know it'd be you.
I mean, maybe, but like, think about it. Like, it's like kind of anonymous. It's like Marshmallow, but not Marshmallow.
Uh huh. I thought about that too.
And then what did you come to conclude?
Realistically, I was like, but it's good to use my name.
Yeah.
So people do know it's me.
Yeah.
And like, I don't have to start.
You're not starting at zero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That realistically, that would be my answer to that.
But would you… Okay. Would you realistically ever do that?
If I wanted to DJ…
Yeah.
Just out of nowhere…
Yeah.
But I didn't want people to know.
Uh-huh.
That'd be something that would be a possibility.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. But maybe there's a DJ… future DJ Johnny career…
Yes.
That we could… You know?
Maybe. We could all look forward to. Maybe, yeah.
You know? Diplo. Chainsmokers. Calvin Harris. And Johnny. Maybe wearing…
One day.
Maybe wearing a panda.
I mean, dream big.
Dream big.
Yes.
Really, truly, truly. Okay. Well, before we get too far into other things… I actually really like doing one-on-one conversations because… we get to talk about like… your past and your history.
Mm.
Because a lot of people know who you are, obviously.
Hopefully.
I think a lot of people
okay.
do. But not a lot of people… Like a lot of people have questions about like… how did you get here? What… blah, 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 blah. Which to some people… you're diehard fans. They may know. But people who are watching Daebak Show… they may be new to you in that aspect. So
okay.
going back to your past… to your history.
To my history.
You are from Chicago.
Yes.
Born and raised?
Born and raised.
And when did you move to Korea?
You could say it's a long story. But long story short… Yeah. It was around middle school… 7th grade, I auditioned and I went back and forth for a long time. And after high school was the real time I started living in Korea, getting ready to become who I am today.
So wait, every summer did you go to Korea pretty
yes,
much? So you had like a trainee break. Contract or something?
Not yet.
Oh.
The contract came later. But before then it was almost like a summer camp.
Okay.
So, and I was young and I really enjoyed like this new lifestyle, learning things that were out of my like my safe zone,
yeah.
I guess. And
yeah,
that
yeah.
was what really like brought me into this industry, I would say.
Do you remember what song you sang for your audition?
It was a church song.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I don't remember. It was like… I think it was called Hosanna or something. But like I was really… I was going to church a lot back then. And that was the only time I really did any singing. So I think I was… That's the reason I chose that song.
Nice.
Yeah.
I told Ten and Yang Yang when they were on my show recently… Yeah. That I auditioned for SM.
Really?
And this is like one of the most embarrassing stories. And they're probably going to cut this out. But I'm just telling you so you know that I auditioned after church one day. On a Sunday in Atlanta. In the suburbs of Atlanta. And I sang… 휘성's 안 되나요? And then they played like… The Black Eyed Peas like Boom Boom Pow. It was like dance. And I was like…
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, yeah. For me it was Sexy Back.
Oh, Sexy Back.
Yeah. Okay. I mean,
what did you do when they played "Sexy Back"?
That part of the audition, I was like, "Yo, I want to model." That's what it was. I didn't know how to sing. I didn't know how to dance. So my mom was like, "Go in and just say you want to model."
Because
on the audition sheet, it was like, if you want to audition for a model, you just had to have three poses.
Oh, what were your poses?
I don't remember, but like that was like the easiest. Audition for me.
Yeah.
So I was like… I did that and they were like, come back. And then I was dancing to Sexy Back.
Nice.
I just did some steps.
It's so awkward. Because
very awkward.
Especially the beginning of that song. It's just like… Dun. 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 Dun.
I'm bringing… Yeah. It's just…
But your parents… Were they always supportive of you doing this?
I would say… Once it started, yes.
Mm.
My mom… I always told my parents… Or my parents… I was like… I want to become an actor.
Oh.
Actor. Second grade, that was like my dream.
Really?
Yep. And little by little… Like… I never put any effort into it though.
Mm-mm-mm.
Which was a problem. But I was young. I was like… I want to do that on TV.
Yeah.
But they knew what I wanted. And I think that's the reason why… My mom was part of the Korean broadcasting station back then. So she knew the audition was happening. And she was like…
Got it.
You want to go? And I think that was the first time in my life where I made a decision for myself.
That's super cool.
At first I was like… No? Like… What? A Korean audition? Like… But… I took the chance and… I'm here today.
What a wild ride.
Yeah.
When you say you wanted to be an actor… What… Do you remember like certain movies or things that you saw as a kid? Or actors that like inspired you?
Oh. Honestly… I mean I was always a fan of movies. I watched like… I forgot what it was called. It was a Mel Gibson one.
Die Hard. No, not Die Hard. What's that called? Braveheart?
Braveheart. I'm not even kidding. I watched that 100 times. That wasn't like… The moment I wanted to be an actor.
Yeah.
It was more of like TV stuff. Like I think it was called… What was before WB? No, not WB. It was Channel 9 on my thing.
It used to be… It's now CW. It used to be WB…
Right?
Something. And it had like… What shows did WB have? It had like…
It was a Superman one.
Supergirl?
No. It was…
Superman one?
He was Superman, but like it wasn't called
Clark
Superman.
Kent.
Yeah.
Or something like that. But yeah.
But it was like those shows that were like fun to me.
Because
I was little. Like it
was
fantasy stuff. And I was like, one day I wanna be on that show on the TV. That's really embarrassing for me to say.
Why
right
is
now.
That embarrassing?
I don't know. It's like a little kid's dream.
Yeah, that's so like relatable. I don't think it's embarrassing.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for… We all had that. I wanted to be a Power Ranger so bad.
Really?
Yeah, man. Or like an X-Men.
Oh, X-Men would have.
You know? Yeah. I remember when I was a kid and I watched it, I was like, I'm going to get superpowers. And then I would just like sit there and like stare at a teddy bear, like, move.
I would try to turn off the lights for like 5 minutes. just staring at it.
Just staring at the switch?
Yeah. And like when you're little, like I remember the time where I would walk home from school and I thought I was controlling the wind.
You probably were.
Yeah, I probably was. Now thinking about it. Yeah.
Sorry, Yanni and I had dinner last night.
Yes,
we had very
did.
Spirited conversations about life.
Yeah, it was a lot of talk. And you know, I like to go off on rants.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. I don't get to do that often, so thank you for that opportunity.
No, it's no, thank you.
I have a lot of things on my chest.
We had a lot. I laughed a lot, really loudly and very hard. Let's see. You okay? Going back to like training, you trained for 8.5 years.
Is that the exact time?
That is what is on here.
I think
8.5 years.
I did practice for a long time. I think it's because also I told you. I started as like middle schooler.
Oh, so including like the summer stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
So when did you… So after you moved to Korea, how long did you train?
I would say like 5 years then.
Oh wow. That's still long.
It's still long.
That's like… Was there ever a moment you're like, I can't do this?
Of course.
Like…
Like I literally… I was looking up colleges.
Mm. And then you were just… How happened?
I had this moment… Where I really wanted to just go back. I saw my friends once.
Mm.
Like it was just like… They gave me time off to go back. And I saw my friends. And I saw how they were concerned about different things in me.
Mm.
And I was like… That's the kind of things I want to be concerned about.
Mm-hmm.
Like how to be an adult.
Yeah.
Not am I gonna debut. Or not.
Because
I've been thinking about that for too long. I was kind of getting sick of it. So I started looking up colleges. Like what would I want to be if I wasn't this? But I had… thankfully I had people who were like… Just give it one more try.
Yeah.
And I listened. Because you know… You don't really think about it. But once in a while like… I feel like people have this… Need to be needed.
Mm.
And I felt that for the first time. And I was like… There are people who really want me here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like I've been doing something wrong the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And I put my trust not only in myself but in someone else for the first time. And I think that was a big moment.
Yeah.
I learned something. Yeah.
I mean that's massive. I mean I think it's… We do all have that… Yearning to be needed or wanted.
You don't know that though.
It takes time to like come to that realization.
Yeah.
But it is… Because like we're all social people.
Uh-huh.
Like and so… Yeah. It's like having friends but in a work way. I guess.
It's very… It's hard to explain what that is. Like friends and work.
Mm-hmm.
Like you guys are working together but you guys are friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean like you work with family.
I do.
So, I mean, you probably know all about it.
There's a… Yeah. It's a complicated thing.
Yeah.
But it's… In the end, it's a good thing. But I mean, you have… Just in terms of members… So many members.
A lot of members.
A lot of members.
Yes.
That need you. That want you there as well. So…
Yes.
There we go.
Hopefully they… Yeah. Hopefully.
No. They do. When… We were talking last night about how… When you speak in Korean… And when you speak in English…
Uh-huh.
I feel the same way. Our personalities kind of change.
Oh, totally change.
How do you feel like you're different in Korean and English? Between Korean and English?
I think it's the point in time where I learned Korean.
Mm.
And I started learning Korean like when I started going to Korea. Which was in middle school. So everybody was older than me. We had trainees that were like born in 87.
Okay.
88.
Uh-huh.
So they were all youngs, older guys. And so when I speak in Korean, I'd have to say I get younger or like Mangne vibes.
Because that's just how you naturally were taught to speak.
Which is kind of good for K-pop because I can do the cute things. Like, you know, like it's not that hard.
Show us a cute thing.
That's
good.
I'm speaking English.
Yeah,
right now,
yeah. No, that was still good. Yeah. I haven't seen this in a very long time.
I just… Spontaneity. Yeah,
it's in your blood now.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, random questions.
Okay.
Fun facts, you sleep surrounded by many dolls on your bed.
Oh, that was a time. There was a time. Not anymore, but…
What was it? It was like comfort animals? Just… What was the deal? You just love dolls? For
I mean, I like cute things.
Okay.
I still do, but I don't have them in my bed anymore.
Mm.
But it was when like I first debuted and like… We received a lot of dolls.
Yeah. Fans give a lot of gifts.
So that's when it started. I usually had one or two. And mm-hmm. then that just became like 10, 15.
Wow.
And I'm a big guy.
Yeah.
And the bed wasn't that big back then.
Yeah.
So I was very cozy.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it. You also says you're not good at rock, paper, scissors.
I'm horrible.
All right. Let's do it. Ready? Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Oh. Best out. 2 out of 3. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. What?
Maybe I'm even worse.
Yeah. Clearly.
I'm really bad though. Because we have 9 members.
Yeah.
And every time the 9 of us do it to like see who's buying or stuff like that, I always lose.
So you're always buying?
I think it's because like of the mindset though. Like I'm okay to lose. It's okay to lose.
You're a giving person.
Yeah.
You're a kind That's what giving I've been soul. Thinking. You know,
yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. Chicago style pizza. Let's talk about this real quick.
Okay.
Chicago style pizza, to be honest, it's like a lot of cheese.
No, but like people think of like deep dish.
Uh-huh.
But it's not just the deep dish.
Okay. What's like it about? Just
the pizza in general is really good.
Okay, but what makes that pizza really good? To me, it's like so much cheese.
I mean, you're talking about deep dish though.
Right. So but is there a different style of Chicago pizza that's not deep
dish?
No, it's
just pizza. Oh, God. Like just really good tasting pizza. It's just that the deep dish has some… Like people… If you look at it…
Uh-huh.
It has something special to it. So people remember it. And that's why people think deep dish pizza… Chicago.
Yeah.
But it's not only that. Just like pizza in general in Chicago is just really good.
Okay. So you're just saying Chicago pizza is dope.
The best.
Period. Not specifically deep dish. Just all the pizza in
all
Chicago.
The pizza. Like I understand if you don't like deep dish. Because as you said there's a lot of… It's not just like… It's a… Like one piece is a meal.
It's a lasagna.
Yeah.
It's and massive.
That might not be for everybody. Yeah. But the pizza is the best.
Right.
No questions asked.
Better than New York?
Yeah.
Better than Italy?
Yeah.
Oh. Wow. These are just some fighting words.
I don't know about Italy. I've never tried their pizza. But like… I don't want to go there.
You don't want to… Oh,
no,
you don't want to…
Like, I don't want
to go… You want to go to Italy. You don't want to get into that conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. To clarify. To clarify.
Oh, that could have been bad. Thank you.
Look, I got your back. You have a lot of hobbies. Uh-huh. Right? You're working on yourself recently, you said as well. But you shot a short film. Is this true? Called Freaky Handshake? Freaky Handshake. Tell us about Freaky Handshake.
Freaky Handshake.
What is this?
It was for my YouTube.
Uh-huh.
It's called Johnny's Communication Center.
Okay.
Yeah. And I was like, what can we do that's funny? And I was like… I was really into cameras.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you get into cameras… I think you start thinking about like filming stuff too. Mm-hmm. So I was like… I want to try filming a fun video.
Yeah.
And who would be the best co-star? I couldn't think of a better member than Mark.
Mm-hmm.
And so us two, we thought of an idea. It's basically Freaky Friday, but with me and Mark. You know?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I've not seen this.
Don't.
I will… Everybody, let's go watch it's, Freaky
It's
Andrew.
The worst.
Wait, when did you make this?
It was a few years back. But okay. Like, I don't know. We had fun filming it because it was just like us being stupid.
Let's see. We also know you are massive in fashion.
I love fashion.
What is inspiring you these days fashion-wise?
Fashion-wise… I mean I'm always going through what is popular nowadays. I always make sure to know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really into just white shirts and… Unique pants nowadays.
Mm.
Like… I don't know why but… pants, pantalones,
see?
Is what
see?
Really intrigues me. Like, there's so many styles of pants.
There are.
And I want to give points to the pants and not like the upper side nowadays. I don't know why, but like that's
what
I'm
into. Like minimal up top.
Minimal up top,
crazy
party
on
the
bottom.
Yeah.
That's a vibe.
It's a vibe.
It's a vibe. It's a vibe. Do you have like, would you, given the opportunity, like, would you want to work with a fashion brand to like, or like build your own fashion brand or like model or like, because you did audition as a model.
I did.
Know?
I would say fashion will be a part of me throughout whatever I do, my whole career. But making a brand, if I ever got an opportunity to have a collaboration, yes.
Uh-huh.
But making a brand, you have to go back to reality and just… I've seen people work on a brand and it's not easy.
It's a lot of work.
A lot of… Do you have a brand?
No.
Okay.
No. And we like, have Dive Studios merch.
Okay.
We have Dive Studios hoodies.
That's good.
And that's as far as we go.
Yeah. And it's just a lot of work that goes down. It's not just designing too.
Yeah.
Like marketing and everything. Even if you get a guy. Like,
it's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot of stuff. But you were at the Met Gala last year.
Yes, sir.
How was that? I'm so… Like… Every year I feel like we see photos of the Met Gala. And it's always the craziest thing.
Uh-huh.
What was that experience for you last
year? Well, I was lucky enough to go with a designer called Peter Doe.
Yeah.
And I think the Met is all about working with the designer and what can come out, like the result of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I still love to this day what I wore. It was just… I believe there's a concept every year.
Yeah.
Last year's was like about… I'm not going to say the exact word.
It's fine.
But like, it was like American culture.
Oh, got it. Americana or something.
Wait, you…
What was it? Gilded glamour.
Gilded glamour. But it was like… I had a really nice suit on. But we gave it a little twist. We got me shirtless a bit.
Ooh.
We got the long coat.
Ooh.
So we made something that could be very normal. Very special.
Got
and
it.
That's what I loved about it. It was just… Black as well. And
yeah.
Just, I got my hair done really well. My makeup done really well.
Nothing beats like when you put on an outfit and you get glammed up. And you're like, I actually feel really good.
Yeah.
Because there are days when you're like…
No, but suits do that.
Yeah. But there are days when you do it and you're like, I don't feel it. Or like, I don't look… I have those days where I'm like, I look not good today.
Yeah. It's
But then when it works, you're like, I feel powerful.
Yeah. I'm sure our fans, if you look up NCT, you'll know those days. Because I think I have the opportunity. It's definitely an opportunity to try on something that I would never think of trying on.
Mm-hmm.
And now we stuck with it for a few years. And now it's like, if we don't wear something like that, it's like, I'm not wearing enough.
Mm.
It's not enough right now.
Mm.
And you get used to it and then it becomes a part of you.
Mm.
And something… And that in itself has its own merits, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we have had very crazy outfits. Like very…
What's your craziest outfit that you've worn?
It would probably be in the era of Cherry Bomb.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we had pink camo.
I think I remember that.
Yeah, with like… I had this… vest kind of thing. And it was empty.
Uh-huh.
And like… But like… So if it was empty… Like it would fly all over the place. So what we had to do was… We had to put in weight. But then we couldn't put in weight… Because I'd be dancing. And it's a very tough song to dance to. So we had… They put in socks.
Oh.
Like, and so it looked like I had a pretty big belly. And like… I don't know. It was pretty crazy. And like… The pants would rip all the time.
That choreo is hard. Well, all your choreo is hard.
I think NCT has a pride in our performance.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we got a really wonderful chance to work with Tony Testa.
Mm.
They did… we did work with Tony Testa for Fire Truck.
Yeah.
But then like… For me, it was my first time working with him through Cherry Bomb.
Mm-hmm.
And… from the beginning, we worked on it together.
Mm.
And like…
Like building it all.
We would do like… What do you call that? Like… Recreational activities together.
Oh, like team building things?
Yeah, to open up our minds.
Okay.
Really, before starting. So we had an open mind to everything and like we had ideas. And yeah, it was actually really fun.
That's like a very, well, non-Korean way to do it.
Oh, it's very different.
It's very different. And yeah. I'm surprised that you guys did it like that.
I think it's also not just like… Not Korean style. It's him in general.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, because he has this way of thinking. Like you have words that come out in the lyrics and he interprets it very differently.
Got
through
it.
The choreo.
Interesting.
It's pretty fun.
If I mean, speaking about collaborators, is there anybody that you would love to collaborate with musically or in terms of choreography or art or fashion or anything?
Collabs.
In any sense.
In any sense.
Yeah.
Well… For music… There's this DJ called Boys Noize.
Boys Noize.
Yeah, he's really cool. He makes great sounds. I would love to work with him. Like Calvin Harris, of course. Stuff like that. Just like that DJ sound.
Dude, DJ Johnny's gonna happen. We're gonna make it a thing.
One day.
It's gonna be a thing. And I'm gonna be there front row just like…
Yes. If you're not dancing, I'm gonna be very disappointed.
Don't worry. You will not be disappointed.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see. We're going to jump into our games first. Oh, just a few more questions here. Let's see. Okay, these are… I think you're going to like these.
Okay. I would like anything, honestly.
Okay. If you could have any superpower, what would it be and why?
Time travel.
Ooh.
No. Just kidding. that jumper ability.
Jumper just like flashing everywhere?
Yeah.
Why? That's so chaotic.
But you wouldn't flash everywhere all the time.
Yeah, but like why would you…
Because I want to be… The time it takes for me to come all the way to LA.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Like…
You just want to be able to be anywhere at any time.
Yeah.
Got it.
Because you don't have to think about all the other things. There's so many things to think about when you go places and…
Yeah.
Everyone's just having a hard time like…
Yeah.
Finding the right time to get the plane… When I arrive, what
That's
happens,
true.
Like stuff like that.
Just so teleportation.
Yeah.
Okay. I agree. I can rock with that.
Yeah.
Also, again, my ADHD, really bad. Met Gala, back to this real
quick.
Okay. I'm curious. I think a lot of people are curious. What happens once you do the red carpet? You take your photos.
Uh-huh.
You walk in.
What goes on?
At the Met Gala.
Okay. Well, first of all, this was the first time for me too.
Yeah.
No managers.
Right. So just you…
Just me.
And Peter?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the designer. There's a guide who… Like you don't want to get lost. So obviously there's
a
guide.
We don't like to get lost.
You go into this huge hall. And there's a lot of food. And there's an opening act. There's music. And then it's all mingling, I guess. A lot of talking.
Okay.
Conversations going on.
Just hang out.
That's pretty much it. Like you just hang out and then… You find the right timing to leave.
How long did you stay?
I would say just like an hour and a half to 2 hours.
Okay. So like brief. And then…
Because like the food comes out. I wasn't eating. I wasn't that hungry. I made sure to have some champagne though. Because it was very tough.
Nice. Yeah.
I needed…
It's those mingling things are always
so…
It's
not easy. Yeah.
Difficult. But you made some friends.
Yes, I did.
Who'd you meet?
Well, I became friends with, Chloe.
Yes, our good friend Chloe.
And, I got to meet Sabrina.
Sabrina Carpenter. Dope.
She's really cool. And, across from me, there were a lot of people. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think, yeah.
Well, we have one of those tonight.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
But it's okay. We're at the same table.
Yeah.
With Chloe. So we're going to have… We're going to be fine.
Yes.
Let's see. If you could go back in time and give yourself one piece of advice, what would it be?
One piece of advice.
Uh-huh. To younger self, when? What would you say?
Maybe… Do your own… I would say… Don't always follow the rules.
Mm.
I'm a guy who does follow rules.
Mm.
And maybe… Sometimes… You could break them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once in a while.
Every once in a while.
Yeah. Nothing illegal. I'm just saying like… Yeah. Just like some rules. You can break them. You learn from them.
Yeah.
The faster you break them… The faster you learn from them.
Fair. Fair. That's… Hey. Very smart.
Yes.
Very wise. What is a personal value… Or belief that guides your life?
I mean, it's very cliche, but I would say it's the pursuit of happiness. What makes me happy?
What does make you happy?
The people around me.
Mm.
It's hard to be social, as I said, but once you have people around you who you can rant to, kind of like just talk about anything with, like, there's a lot of things that are in my mind, but to be able to have an outlet is very important.
Yeah.
And thankfully, I have a lot of people who have wonderful ears
and
are willing to listen.
Yeah. Great. What's one thing that you're looking forward to in the future?
Future. In the future… I mean, I'm all about performing on stage.
Mm.
So, I can't wait till we get a tour started. Go around the world, travel, eat wonderful food, and maybe like one day have my own kind of music as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's something I can always look forward to.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. What is one thing that has really annoyed you recently? Pet peeve or like something you're just like, what the heck?
What the heck?
Yeah.
Okay. This is going to be just like something that off the top of my head.
Yes.
You know every like subscription like service like Netflix stuff like that has like a sound.
Yeah.
Bing. Yeah. Whatever. Watcha doesn't.
Oh, it doesn't?
It doesn't.
Watcha is one of the Korean streaming networks, yeah.
And every time I turn it on,
yeah.
And it doesn't make a sound. It annoys me.
That's so weirdly specific.
I made a sound for it by
you
myself.
You did. Please.
Watcha.
They should pay you for that.
No. But like… I don't know. Those… I have a lot of things going in my mind. Like on in my mind. And
yeah.
It's just one of those things that always bugged me.
Wow.
Totally.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair.
I have a lot of things. But like that's the first thing that came up. Like watcha, please. Come on. Let's get on. Let's… Play the game.
Really? Like honestly, he made one for you. So like you should just thank him and just… Watcha.
It has to be more… Watcha.
Oh, so more like attack.
Yeah.
Watcha.
Yeah.
But it's not as good as yours. It is really good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways. We're running low on time. We got a lot of things to do today. So we're going to play… Two quick games. We'll see how this goes.
Okay.
First one is guess who I am.
Oh geez.
So
I'm really bad with names. Don't do this.
It's all good. You're gonna listen to 7 descriptions about a character and you have to guess who it is.
Okay.
Here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
First person. First clue. As a child, I had dreams of becoming a novelist.
Is it Mark?
Oh my gosh, you got it so fast. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
That is so fast. Yeah, apparently Mark wanted to be a novelist.
I don't know anybody else who wanted…
That is so like, specific.
Yeah.
I need to change the order of these things. Okay, this is going to be hard. All right. I'm English, but I moved to the States when I was 8. Just saying. Any idea? No? Move on? I'll give you another hint.
Okay.
Vogue named me as one of the leading teenage fashionistas for 2017.
Oh, is it Timothy?
Timothy…
I don't know how to say his last name.
Chalamet? Chalamet? Champagne? Timothy Champagne? It is not.
Oh,
how do you say his name? Anybody know? Chalamet? There we go. she knows. In 2020, Time Magazine named me as the youngest person on their list of 100 most influential people in the world. I don't even know if you know this person. I'm just doing what they told me.
Okay, is that the last clip?
No, we can give you more.
Okay.
I'm writing a novel inspired by my grandmother's story of living through World War II, which will soon be published. Wow.
That just made things worse.
I know. This is harder. British.
British.
Fashionista.
Moved
Time 100.
To America at the age of 8.
Writing a book.
Writing a book about
next one.
World War II.
You saw me on Netflix.
I saw you on Netflix?
Yeah. Netflix has a sound. We like that.
Yes. Dung. I saw you. Oh. I don't know if it's… Is it a girl?
It is.
It's Wednesday?
No. Jenny Ortega? Not Jenny Ortega. My role on Netflix is named after a number.
Oh, 11.
Yes. Do you know her name?
I told you I'm bad with names.
Me too. It's fine. I wouldn't know.
Stranger Things, right?
Yeah. Stranger Things. It is Millie Bobby Brown.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I do. I do know that name.
Oh, man. But Timothy Chalamet. That is hard. Thank you. Sorry, Timothy.
He has a very good-looking name, too.
He does. Everything about that guy is he was just born. And then he was like, look, I have a nice name. I have nice hair. People are obsessed with me. You know. Good for him. All right, next one. Ooh, here we go. I can speak 5 different languages.
Is it 10?
It's too easy. All right, next one. I play golf as a hobby.
That's it?
Yeah, that's just the first clue. Yeah. I speak Japanese fluently.
Is it one of our sambin names?
I don't know.
Is it Changminyo?
Nope.
No? Okay.
I released my… This is too easy. I was on the same stage as Britney Spears. This is still too easy. Shared a stage with Britney Spears.
Pua Nuna?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. How are you close to Pua Sambinim at all? Or is it like… There's so many artists in that
Movie? Yeah. I mean… I'll say hello.
Oh.
Yes. Respectfully.
안녕하세요. 이사님. And then that's… Okay. Last one. This is gonna… could be interesting. I started my music career at 11. I appeared on the 300th episode of SBS Inkigayo. I am from Texas. No idea, right? Any idea? The silence is deafening.
I'm starting to sweat. Wait.
I debuted in high school with an album of my name.
It's not you, is it?
Oh, no. Oh, gosh.
Is it you?
No. No.
Jeez, okay.
I often wear sunglasses. Ooh, that's like… Hold on. I only have one more clue for you.
Oh my god. This is really bad. I feel like…
It's okay.
Really bad.
You're gonna get it after this one. And if you don't, then it's bad.
Okay.
One of my most successful albums is Confessions.
Usher.
Yeah.
No, I kind of got an if like after the SBS Inkigayo.
That's so random. I forgot that happened.
No, but I don't know if like you guys do this, but like you know, like before Korean broadcasts, like you gotta like say hi. We're
like inza to everybody.
Let's have a good time or something like that. My members and I kind of thought like. You know how Usher did it too.
Uh-huh.
Like, maybe he did it too.
Oh, like walked around and…
Like 1, 2, 3. Usher. Hi, we're Usher. Hi, I'm Usher.
Usher.
Like, maybe we thought about it.
Yeah, like, maybe he was like being really respectful to the culture. And just walked around.
Usher. Hi, guys. I'm Usher. Like, that would have been great.
Dude, I want to go see him in Vegas.
Like, is he in Vegas?
He's doing a residency. And I heard it's an incredible show. That's like my next show that I have to go see. Him and Adele.
Adele?
But, yeah.
Is she there too?
Yeah.
Dang.
Everybody's in Vegas doing Vegas-y things. Game number two is called Pick the Person. We have really creative names here.
Pick the Person.
Yeah, Pick the Person.
But like they're all like people things now.
Yeah, people things. It's fine. Okay. I mean, do you want to play another game? If you have a game thought…
No, it's good. It's good.
No, I'm being like…
No, I don't want to mess up your thing.
Right no, no, no. You can mess it up.
No, it's good.
We can play Rock, Paper, Scissors.
Right? No.
Are you sure?
Let's play Pick the Person.
Okay.
Pick the Person, right?
Yeah, Person Pick the Person. If I were to go back 100 years, I would go with… Haechan or Mark?
Haechan.
Why?
Haechan has this… He can get around.
Oh, yeah?
He's very fast at what he… Like, at like figuring out how to get from point A to point B.
Mm.
And Mark would just take forever. That sounds really bad.
Yeah, explain.
No.
Context. Like, context.
I'm not like… Yeah, Mark just… I would say he's less fast than, yeah. Just…
Mark takes his time.
Yeah.
Okay, and Haechan is very efficient.
He's very thorough.
Thorough and efficient.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, Mark is thorough.
Oh, Mark is thorough.
Haechan is fast and efficient, I would say.
So, Haechan's like, kaja, and just go.
Yeah.
And Mark is like, let me think about this.
Yeah. Like, okay. Like, kind of like… But what about… What if we're in that situation?
Oh, so he's an overthinker.
He is.
And the Haechan's more just like, let's go.
Yeah.
Got it. In the event of a zombie apocalypse, next one please. I would want to be with Jeong-woo or Taeyong.
Taeyong.
Why? That was also very fast.
Jeong-woo, I feel like I would have to take care of him.
Mm.
But with Taeyong, it would be like you do this and I'll do that.
Split it.
Yeah.
And like, let's go.
Yeah.
What would be your strategy in an apocalypse, a zombie apocalypse?
I would say Taeyong would figure out the place to stay.
Uh-huh.
And like figure out how to make that place safe.
Uh-huh.
And I would be the one to build it.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it. If I were in a zombie apocalypse, maybe after like a week, I'd be like, let's just go. I'm ready to go to heaven. Eat me.
Yeah.
I would just imagine. Can we talk about this real quick?
Okay, no. But
the anxiety every day. I'm not doing that.
But I would say if you could say that now.
Yeah.
But if you're in the situation, mm-hmm, as a human being, it's our human nature, yeah, instinct to stay alive.
To try to stay alive, yes.
And I feel like that would take over.
You think so?
Yeah.
What if we're in
unless you're like, you can't run.
Yeah. In like, that situation. What like, if it's like you watch like Walking Dead or This Is Us and like we're in a building and surrounded by zombies?
I mean, you gotta still try to do something to get out.
Okay, fine. All right, I'll hang out with you in the apocalypse. Yeah. You may not want to hang out with me, but like…
No, it's cool. I can hang out with anybody.
I'm probably just gonna be like, bro, let's just like eat this can of whatever and just call it a day. But all right, next one. If I have to travel around the world without money, it would be with Taeyong or Tae.
Oh, this one's tough. Because I feel like Taeyong would… figure out a way to move around without money.
Mm.
And Tail would just be like, why would you need money?
What?
Like it's kind of like a different mindset. So Tail would be all right without the money. But Taeyong would figure out a way to do everything with that small amount of money we have.
Got it.
Money? Is it no money?
With zero money.
Gosh. Probably Taeyong then. Because he would have a plan.
Yeah, he'd figure it out.
Tail would just be like, we'll figure it out. But like, Taeyong has plans.
Is Tail just very like, we don't like material things and like… I don't think I've ever met him. But no, I mean, maybe I did.
I'm very materialistic. Like honestly.
Yeah.
Like I like buying things.
That's cool, me too.
But Tail is not.
Oh.
Yeah, which is very… As I told you yesterday, I'm very intrigued by people who don't think like me.
Yes.
Yes.
He doesn't think like you.
Yeah.
Got it. Interesting.
Yes.
If I could change, if I could, like, let's see, how do we say this? If I could change bodies for a day with a person, would it be Yuta or Jaehyun?
I mean, they all have killer bods.
Killer bods.
But, you know, I think it would be Yuta this time because soccer was always a thing that I wanted to be good at but never could be good at.
Oh.
And Yuta was a very good soccer player.
Oh, I didn't know that.
At least I've heard.
Okay.
He tells me.
Oh, so it's like self-like proclaimed great at soccer.
I mean, if you have that much confidence.
Yeah, he's probably, he better be really good. All right, last one. If I were to be in a haunted house, I would want to go with Eric Nam or Sergey. This is such a random match.
I would say you'd get pretty… I feel like you'd get…
Bro, I would attack people if I was in a haunted house. Wait, is this a real haunted house or like a Halloween haunted house? That's the question.
Let's say real.
I don't know what I would do.
Because you don't… I mean, like before you were saying… You get
I would
scary,
try to rational…
Right?
I would rationalize with the ghost. I'd be like, guys… I told you, we talked about this. I would say, hey, ghost, I'm not here to take away your…
But the thing is, people like you, like, you're thinking too much.
What, you want me to like just feel the ghost?
No, like you got to figure out what to do. But I feel like you would rationalize beyond belief. And just like, your mind would eat itself.
So I would self-destruct in a haunted house. Maybe.
Like, I'd rather have someone be too scared.
And that's… Sergey, you think she'd just, like, be too scared?
Yeah, but, like, I'm a person who, like, if you're scared next to me, I get scared too.
And so, like, we're all just gonna lose. Yeah. Even if it was all three of us, I think we just lose.
Yeah, it was just a bad combination.
Very toxic combination.
At least we'd be able to talk. So, probably you. We'd have a pretty good conversation.
Yeah.
Maybe we can talk through everything.
We would talk to the ghost.
I don't know, to the ghost, but, like…
I would. But you don't have to.
You like, see,
I
you would see, that's be there the part where I don't… That's why I don't want to be go with you either. Like, I don't want you to be like friends with the ghost. That's like kind of creepy.
Well, I mean, if we have to survive, like might as well become friends. You know?
Like, is that ghost your friend though? Like,
no, we're just trying not to die.
They play tricks, yo.
Yeah, but like maybe it won't hurt us.
See, that's where we differ.
Are you close to Sergey or Red Velvet at all?
I mean, like, I've known her ever since…
Did y'all train together?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, I know her very well.
Got it.
Yes.
That's cool. Thank you so much for joining us.
No, I had such a great time.
Likewise.
I love talking with you.
It's…
Because you're very… at least you're very good at pretending to be intelligent. I love talking to intelligent people.
Either you are or you're
really good at faking it.
Everything is an act. everything is an act. But thank you for joining us. Anything that you want to share with our viewers, our listeners, your fans around the world, any projects, anything that you want to say?
I mean, the reason I'm here is to be at the Gold Gala.
Yeah.
And I think what it represents for the Asian American community here… Mm-hmm. is very important because growing up here, I would say was not easy.
Yeah.
But now looking at what's happening around us is… I wish people can understand the significance.
Yeah.
And I hope other Asian Americans watching or just like any young person watching can… feel more confident about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason why I'm here.
Yeah.
And I hope you guys are confident. Like,
yes.
There's nothing to be not confident about.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. I mean, it is… We are shooting this in May, which is Asian American Pacific Islander Heritage Month. Which is like the month that we have to celebrate our peoples. It should be year-round. But like…
Like, it's significant. And I just started realizing that growing up.
Yeah.
I feel like it's better to realize it younger.
Yeah. So…
It's much… good. But it's better on the heart.
It is. So, everybody be confident. Also, it is Mental Health Awareness Month as well. So, everybody be sure to take care of your health. Not only physically, but mentally.
Yes.
Very important. But, Johnny, always a pleasure seeing you.
Oh, pleasure's all mine.
truly, truly thank you. We're so excited to finally have you on the show. And just as a friend, always so happy and proud to see you do all the bajillion incredible things you do.
I feel like you do more things, though.
I just do things. I do a lot of things.
Very, very, very modest, I'd say.
No, we're all working really hard, but we're gonna have a good time at the gala.
Yes.
Everybody, look out for NCT album that they're working on soon.
Uh-huh.
I have a new. I don't know if I'm allowed to say this. I have new music coming.
Really?
In like, from the point of this release, in a few weeks. So everybody, please. And that means I'm going on tour. So I am going on tour. So ericnam.com.
Everywhere. You need the ability that I was talking about.
I would love that.
Yeah.
I really would. But yeah. So I just need to plug that. And everybody, please be sure to subscribe, follow, like, comment on this video, or wherever you get your podcast, and our social media, we're everywhere. We'll see you next week on the show. We have a lot of great guests coming as well. So be happy, be healthy. Love you guys. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye. Hey, I want you to please like, subscribe, turn on your notifications and comment. So I don't have to make up these songs to make you do it. Oh my God. Thank you.